91X News.
It's minus 2 degrees and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. There's been an unexpected delay in the Shafia murder trial. The Frontenac County Courthouse was evacuated this morning, just before the trial was about to resume. The trial is scheduled to restart at 1 o'clock. We spoke with 91X reporter Katrina Genovason shortly after the courthouse was evacuated.
Staff Sergeant Bill Kennedy just made a statement. The building will be evacuated until at least 1 o'clock because of what he calls a security concern. He would not give any further details on it, and he would not say if the evacuation was related to the Shafia trial or not. There has been speculation that the cause of the evacuation was a bomb threat, but Kennedy would not confirm that. No further details are available at this time. Katrina Genovason for 91X News.
58-year-old Muhammad Shafia, his 42-year-old wife Tuba Yaya, and their 21-year-old son Hamed have each pleaded not guilty to 4 counts of first-degree murder. They're accused of killing 19-year-old Zainab, 17-year-old Sahar, and 13-year-old Giti, as well as Shafia's first wife in his polygamous marriage. The OPP have identified a man killed in a collision near Havelock. Police say 19-year-old Jason Robert Milek of Marmara was pronounced dead at the scene last night after the collision on Highway 7. His vehicle crossed the center line and was struck by a transport truck. The driver of the transport was not injured. A serious collision involving a pickup truck happened on Highway 401 just east of Wesleyville Road early this morning. A man was taken to St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto with serious injuries. It was one of 19 collisions happening between Wesleyville Road and Grafton, after light rain turned to black ice quickly on the road. Eastbound lanes on Highway 401 were closed, but 2 lanes were reopened just past 6 this morning. Prime Minister Stephen Harper has outlined steps his government plans to take to preserve its hard-won economic stability. He's told the World Economic Forum in Switzerland the government is set to transform immigration, pensions, and research and development policy. Harper says the aim is to position Canada as a more competitive force in the global economy, and to confront the pressures of an aging population. He also chided wealthy countries for being too complacent about wringing up debt that they can't afford, taking their riches for granted and imperiling the entire global economy. The lone survivor of a deadly plane crash in Northern Ontario says he tried in vain to pull fellow passengers from the wreckage and snuff the fire that eventually destroyed the small aircraft. Brian Shedd says the crash near the tiny native community of North Spirit Lake happened in a flash. He says he will never be able to understand how he lived while others died.
I'll never be able to reconcile how or why my life was spared when others were not. But a start for me will be by forever remembering those that I flew with that day, and by thanking those who assisted me on this most trying day of my life.
The crash claimed 4 lives. The Transportation Safety Board has not determined a cause. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local hockey, the Belleville Bulls travel to face the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. Elsewhere in the OHL, the Frontenacs are in Peterborough taking on the Peets at 7:05. And that's not the only game between the two cities tonight. In junior action, Kingston plays host to the Peterborough Stars at 7. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will try to defend their place at the top of the Division A standings when they host the second-place Campbellford Rebels tonight. The Pirates have lost the last 4 games they've played against the Rebels, but Pirates coach Ryan Woodward says the team has every chance of winning tonight.
Games that happened in the past, you know, there's lots of different things that were going on, different players and shorter benches, injuries, suspensions, all different sort of things that could have affected those outcomes. You know, win or lose, we try to learn something from every game. We play each other so many times in the regular season that you really build a tough rivalry.
The action starts at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Center. Bring a non-perishable food item to enter your name into a draw for a pair of tickets to the February 2012 Leafs versus Canadiens game in Toronto. There are no games on the NHL schedule tonight. Teams are resting up for the 59th annual All-Star Game taking place this Sunday at the Scotiabank Place in Ottawa. All-Star captains Daniel Alfredsson and Zdeno Chara will fill out their respective rosters tonight in the NHL Fantasy Draft. It's the second straight year the league has used a draft scenario to fill out its All-Star lineups. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with weather.
Today, cloudy. Snow beginning this afternoon and a high of +1. Tonight, snow changing to rain this evening. Rainfall amount of 10 to 20 millimeters, and temperature rising to +3 by morning. And Friday, rain ending early in the afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Rainfall amount of 5 to 10 millimeters. Temperature falling to zero in the afternoon. It's minus 2 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Rene Rogers. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.